Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
The first step in getting to the good part of a conversation with God is honesty with God, just sharing what's actually in your heart. I mean, he knows everything in it is in our heart anyway before we pray, so it's silly to try and pull any wool over his eyes and to say anything that doesn't match what's in our heart. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's what's so ridiculous about the pagan praying. They're saying things that aren't in their heart. What's the point of that? God can see your heart. A prayer really isn't a true prayer unless you actually desire the thing that you're asking for. Did you know that? Did you know that desire is at the core of true prayer? Sometimes we think, the more spiritual I am, the longer my prayer list will be. And so we develop these huge, long prayer lists. You know, we put every name that we know, every person we ever met on this list, and every missionary. We pray for our president, Congress, governor, and mayor, and dog catcher, and everything we can think of. We're just praying for all these things. And then we just rattle it off every day. If you pray for God to bless the president, that is not an actual prayer unless it's really an actual desire in your heart that he answer it. What God hears, he doesn't even hear your words necessarily. What he hears is your desires. Psalm 10:17, "You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted." God hears desires. Your desires make a sound in heaven. When you pray, the sound of your voice travels a few dozen yards and dissipates. The thing that rises all the way up to heaven and gets into the ears of God is your desires. Which is one reason why evil desires are so evil. It's almost like a kind of a blasphemous prayer because it rises to heaven as a kind of a offensive prayer. So desire in the heart, desire is really the core. It's the heart and soul of prayer. And if you desire something a little bit, but you wish you desired it more, then talk to God about that. But never should we ever be content with weak or non-existent desire in our prayers. Because that's weak prayer. I've learned that this is a very important principle in praying for people, praying for each other. When I pray for my person in the prayer group, you know, you get your request and you say, "Oh, I'll pray for your thing this week," and you're praying for your person. When I do that, I spend a lot of time thinking about the request and about the person. And I try to put myself in his shoes. I think through what life is going to be like if God says no to this prayer, and what life is going to be like for that person if God says yes to this prayer. And I just think from their point of view until I get to the point of just really, really wanting God to answer this prayer. And from there, the earnestness of the prayer and the faithfulness of the prayer takes care of itself. Because when you really want something bad, you will pray for it persistently. And I think that's what God wants from us when we pray for each other. You know, what God is looking for, I mean, why does God want us to pray for each other? I mean, he knows what the other person needs more than you do. Why does he want you to ask him for something on the other person's behalf? Why? Because he loves it when his children love each other. And so if your prayer isn't an act of love for the person, what good is it? God wants us to love each other. And when you really, I mean, when someone someone you dearly love gets really, really sick and they're miserable, you want that person to feel better so bad. You want that even more than you would for yourself, maybe even more than they want to get better. You want them to get better, you know, because you love them so much. And it's the same with spiritual needs. So very often when I pray for someone, the first half of my prayer is just, God, fill my heart with a desire for this person's well-being. Make me want this request. Make me want this prayer answered so that I'll be driven to really pray. And my prayers will be love. It'll be an act of love. And then you'll be pleased with one of your children loving the other one. So prayer to be real prayer, it must be honest communication with what in the heart. That's the good part of the conversation. But if it's just words that are disconnected from the heart, we might as well just be hanging prayer flags.
What prayer request could you offer God right now that would be pleasing to him?
give it enough thought to increase the intensity of your desire for that thing, and then cry out to God for it.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.